Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Holy cow. Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. I am Mark Becker, your host. Oh, there's so much going on in the world today. If you want to listen to last week's episode, as you should, and listen to this one, have it on repeat, head to civicmedia.com, listen to civicmedia.us, have all of our episodes are on there. We've got a returning guest. It is a distinct honor to welcome our distinguished guest, member of Congress, representing Wisconsin's 2nd District, friend of the show, the Honorable Congressman Mark Pocan. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Mark. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, and thank you so much, Congressman Pocan. It's awesome to have you back. DC, there's a lot going on over there right now.
Well, sometimes there's a lot going on, but nothing is actually moving forward. It might be a little bit of that. We're doing some retread bills this week. Nothing to actually address lowering the cost for Americans like was promised in November, but I assume very soon we're going to
get yes, they'll get right on that. Yeah. I want to, before we kind of get into the meat and potatoes of what we're going to talk about, there's two things I want to hit. This week, we mourned the death of 39th President Jimmy Carter, and just watching everyone get together what is it like in D.C. when something like that happens?
Yeah, I mean, you'd hope that this might be one of those unifying things that reminds people of purpose. We'll see. Maybe next week we'll actually, show that today's funeral had a big effect on that. But for many of us, it's just remembering, what presidencies were in the past when things weren't as politicized. That, I just heard a story they were talking about after Camp David, and something that both Jimmy Carter and former President Ford kind of agreed to was talking about, we didn't do anything about the Palestinian state as they were working towards peace in the Middle East. And, we're looking at what we're looking at now that's happened in the Middle East because we didn't really deal with things that they tried to, decades and decades ago. And Jimmy Carter was always an outspoken person about human rights for everyone. And then I think also just, what he's done since he was president, went out there. Never liked the pomp and circumstance and the treating as royalty of the president, kind of the opposite of Donald Trump. He wants every aspect, especially the part that enriches his bank account. Right. But this is someone who, walked the walk and lived in a way that I think everyone respected. So, it just shows where we could be, and I hope we are again someday. My guess is the next 4 years will not be Carter-like. In the presidency, but does remind us of that era.
Yeah, as we're talking with Congressman Mark Pocan here, one of the things that I learned about him too is that when he was trying to get the Panama Canal treaty passed, he also worked with former President Ford because he was kind of a big guy in the legislature as well, and they became. I didn't realize how close friends they were.
Yeah, very much so. And again, that is almost unheard of these days, at least in a real way. I have many colleagues in both parties who, they say you don't want to stand between them and a camera because you will get run over, right? that's sort of the Washington experience, lucky me to be here. But but you don't see the actual working together as often. I mean, on appropriations, until last session, we might have been one of the oldest vestiges of that still happening up here, where regardless of who was president, we kept our heads down. We don't gravitate to cameras. We just got the work done because we had to. And then last session, Kevin McCarthy kind of broke the Appropriations Committee. And I think this session is probably going to continue to be broken, unfortunately. But
why? That's like one of the most powerful committees in government.
Kevin McCarthy put on some people who don't believe in spending money. Well, the sole purpose of the committee is to spend money, right?
So you
you can have differences in priorities and how much you want to spend, but if you just don't believe government should spend money, maybe you should have a different committee.
That's crazy.
But he put some of those folks on in order to become speaker. It's hard to take those folks back off once they're on. And we're kind of broken a little bit. I'm hoping maybe this session will be better than last session, but I think that's more hopes and wishes than reality.
Do you think it will with the different?
No. In fact, at the end of the session, there was a deal between The Speaker, Mike Johnson, and Democrats, including Republicans and Democrats in the Senate, they call the four corners.
Yeah.
You have leadership from all four. And then all of a sudden, Mike Johnson had to go back on his deal because his more crazy members didn't like it. And if you can't negotiate in good faith, it's really hard to get anything done. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, this week we didn't do anything to reduce the cost of ordinary Americans. Right now I'm hearing next week we're going to talk about trans girls and sports, and that's not going to help reduce the cost of things for ordinary Americans. I just think they're going to have a hard time doing the stuff they promised.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, no, it's awful. And the other thing I wanted to touch on here with Congressman Mark Pocan, the horrible fire that's happening, fires down in Southern California. When something like that happens, what, as a member of Congress, how does that interact with you? I mean, are you constantly updated and you're on appropriations? So do you have to, give money to help and all of that? What is that like for you when something like that happens?
I think when I saw yesterday afternoon, and this is yesterday afternoon already, that they said $54 to $56 billion.
Yeah.
Worth of damage. Yeah. And I think that number is going to go up probably north of 100 by the time this is hopefully all done. And, we provide disaster relief as a federal government for any disaster anywhere in the country, because right. That's part of what we do when you're, United States of America. But what we're worried about is what will Trump do? Because in his mind, California is a blue state. So we're trying to get done what we can right now. But the fact that we even have to think about that.
It's disgusting. Yeah.
It is disgusting, right? Yeah. Because it should just be automatic. Any state, we could have tornadoes. They're going to have wildfires. It's going to be hurricanes down south. But whatever that natural disaster is, we've got to be able to, help people in need. And, fortunately, the loss of life has been pretty minimal. But, clearly a lot of property damage. You look at those pictures. And, they're just devastating.
It's horrific. Yeah, my goodness. I think we're all thinking about everybody there because that's just awful. Yeah. But I want to get to, you were here in September and we were talking about, we talked about doing a full episode on Project 2025. I know you were crazy hopping all over the place and, trying to win this darn thing, which we did for Tammy Baldwin. Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But right. But what the heck happened at the top? I'm asking everybody that.
Yeah. So, I think a couple things are bubbling up to the surface right now, at least from what I'm hearing. One thing I think almost everyone, regardless of their perspective within the Democratic Party, has agreed is, people just get information in different ways.
Yeah.
And I think what we saw is for undecided voters, 45% didn't get it from traditional media. They get it from a lot of other new media sources. And we have to go far more actively into those new media sources so that we're getting our information out. And, we're starting a podcast by the end of the month. We'll be up and running.
Oh.
And it's going to be called With Liberty and Justice for Some. And we really want to
talk down.
Yeah. We want to talk about some of there are real problems and things that we're not addressing and we're not going to address in this Congress, although we should. We want to give longer format about it. So Medicare Advantage is one.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be our first episode, actually. Because, majority of the people are now on a private plan, Medicare Advantage, not Medicare. And most people, when I ask them at town halls, they don't know the difference. They just think they're on Medicare. But there's a huge difference. And it actually costs more than Medicare. It was created to have cost savings, and now it costs more. And, people get denied care. You have to get prior authorization. There's a whole – but 45 minutes will give me enough time to, I think, give a fair scratching, more than a scratching of the surface on the issue. And that's what we want to do that. So that's one thing we've found is we need to use other forms of media. The second thing, Mark, for me is I think, we need to rechannel our inner FDR. At the core of the Democratic Party are those economic principles that always put working people first, not the wealthiest in this country. And, that means things like the minimum wage being increased. That means things like making sure everyone has access to health care. That means affordable child care, because right now it's hardly affordable if you ask anyone who's, paying out for child care. And talking about those core economic issues that most people think about. Most people don't think about politics like you and I do, Mark. But, you know, if we go back and channel that inner FDR and talk about those issues, then we're back to the roots of where the Democratic Party is. We've always done action. I mean, Joe Biden did more along those lines in the first 2 years. But we didn't talk about it enough in the right way. I shouldn't say enough, in the right way. And by the time we got done, democracy is incredibly important. It was certainly at risk, but it's not the same to people and how they look at things as, you know, getting by day to day. And, you know, I think this is our opportunity to remember, you know, that's who we are. That's the work we actually do. But we got to talk about it because Donald Trump talked about it in a different way, but told lies, got their votes. People who made between 30 and 100,000 vote for Donald Trump, not Democrats, in the presidential election. And now he's going to pass the largest tax break for the wealthiest we've probably ever seen in this country. And, you know, certainly it's been a complete lie that he said from November.
That's crazy. And it's what's wild to me, and I think to you too, is, you know, people that do pay attention to politics is when we talk about, like, the fundamental, the foundation of democracy being at stake, and that is not enough to get people to, you know, we lost, what was it, 6.2 million people from 2020 to 2024. And the stakes were higher than what it was then. So it's so hard to, you know, rationalize that. So with Liberty and Justice for Some is going to be the podcast. Where can they find it?
On all the standard formats, I was told. So Apple, whatever is out there, I have to admit, I just do whatever's on my phone.
Yes.
So I'm told we hit them all because I wanted to make sure.
We'll share that too because I think that's important. Yeah, and
it's a long format, right? I mean, you know, just talking 45 minutes about something that I have a lot of inside information from being in Washington. You know, my job is two things, taking the views of people of South Central Wisconsin to Washington and representing their values and their voice and being their voice, and then explaining Washington when I get back. And sometimes that's the tougher part of the job. But if I can do this in a different format where people maybe even broader than just my district can hear it, hopefully that helps to serve some of the gap that we have.
We're going to continue the discussion here with Congressman Mark Pocan here on the Rational Revolution. We'll be right back.